This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Join us here on the radio, and our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on our call-in line rooms. They are open for you. There's several of them. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You should use the Discord app, though, if you want to get into those rooms. And then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you are wanting to talk about a bit of history tonight.
Yeah.
An important bit of history.
That's right. I think that we need to look at, it is the day that will live in infamy, is it not?
That's what you told me, and I recall it happening at around this time of the year.
Yeah. December 7th, 1941, the day that would live in infamy. It's that day, right? It's the day that Pearl Harbor was bombed, and I think it's worth talking about sort of some of the things that led up to this. Now, I'm not here to say the United States is guilty, guilty, guilty when it comes to World War II. But I think that we need to look at World War II, which is often held up as this sort of perfect war. Many people in my generation just love to study it and know all about it and the airplanes and the tanks and everything about it. They don't spend much time on World War I, which, of course, is what led up to World War II. But another piece of the history that we're never told, you just never told this one. It's like that bombing on Pearl Harbor, it just came out of nowhere. I wonder why all this happened. Well, here's one of the reasons. It's called the McCullough Memo. It's also known as the 8 Action Memo. It was a memorandum dated October the 7th, 1940. So about a full year before the Pearl Harbor attack. It was sent by Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum, who provided the president with intelligence reports on Japan and oversaw every intercepted and decoded Japanese military and diplomatic report destined for the White House. So this is the guy that, is the intelligence guy that's providing naval information about Japan to the president at the time, FDR. In his capacity as Director of Office of Naval Intelligence, Far East Asia Section, it was set to Navy Captain Dudley Knox, who was sent to Dudley Knox, and who agreed with the actions described in the memo, and along with Walter Stratton Anderson. The memo outlined the general situation of several nations in World War II and recommended an 8-part course, a course of action for the United States to take in regarding the Japanese Empire in the South Pacific, suggesting the United States provoke, these aren't my words, provoke the Japan into committing an overt act of war. The memo illustrates several people in the Office of Naval Intelligence promoted the idea of goading Japan into war. Several people in the Office of Naval Intelligence promoted the idea of goading Japan into war. It is not believed in the present state of political opinion the United States government is capable of declaring war on Japan without more ado. If by the elucidated 8-point report plan, Japan could be led to commit an overt act of war, so much the better. So these guys wanted war with Japan.
Mm-hmm. They got it.
And they wrote a plan to make that happen. Because the American people didn't want that. Now, I had a friend, a mentor, a guy that he was in his 70s, when I was in my early 20s, and he had been in World War II. He landed on Nurmfer in the Philippines, and he was with, one of those, 501st or something. Anyway, paratrooper. And basically he had no, you know, didn't know anything about Japan, and then they bombed Pearl Harbor, and then suddenly he wants to go teach the yellow man a lesson. Mm. He was very clear on what happened. He also said that he would probably never be okay with Japanese people. You know, he's just, you know, he fought them, huh. And quite literally, and, you know, saw war crimes and all the things that happened during war, and it's awful, but he was one of those people that essentially went from not having any opinion about Japan at all to having the opinion that Japan just needed to go. They attacked us. Well, maybe if they knew all this, they wouldn't have been quite so ready to jump for war. So here is the 8-action plan. The McCollum Memo contained an 8-part plan to counter rising Japanese power over East Asia.
So is this a summary or is this the actual plan?
Summary.
Okay.
Make an arrangement with Britain for the use of British bases in the Pacific, particularly Singapore. Make an arrangement with Netherlands for the use of base facilities and acquisition of supplies in the Dutch East Indies. So now America begins populating all these bases, mm-hmm. because they've got arrangements. Give all possible aid to the Chinese government of Chiang Kai-shek. Of course, that's Japan's enemy. Not to say, you know, for any good reason, but whatever. Send a division of long-range heavy cruisers to the Orient, Philippines, or Singapore. So, you know, have a presence out there. Keep the main strength of the U.S. fleet now in the Pacific, in the vicinity of the Hawaiian Islands, and insist that Dutch refuse to grant Japanese demands for undue economic concessions, particularly oil. So the United States already had at that point an embargo of oil on Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So they also wanted to make sure that the Dutch refused to sell oil to Japan also.
Okay.
And the last point, completely embargo all U.S. trade with Japan in collaboration with a similar embargo imposed by the British Empire. So these are the things that would be done in order to get Japan wanting to fight, and so that they would commit an overt act of war, as the memo states. The memo was read and appended by Captain Knox, who, despite being seemingly reluctant to participate in anything in the Orient, ultimately concurs. Specifically, he wrote, "It is unquestionably to our interest that Britain not be licked. Just now, she has a stalemate and probably can't do better. We ought to make certain that she is at least gets a stalemate. For this, she will probably need for us substantial further destroyers and air reinforcements to England. She should not participate anything in the Orient that would hamper our ability to precipitate anything, so long as probability continues. If England remains stable, Japan will be cautious in the Orient. Hence, our assistance to England in the Atlantic, also protection to her and us in the Orient. However, I concur in your courses of action. We must be ready on both sides and probably strong enough to take care of both." So, basically, he's saying, yeah, we've got to stand against those Japs and make sure the British look like they're doing it, too. Stinnett, this is an author that writes about the McCollum Memo, writes that while no specific record has been found by the author indicating whether Anderson or Roosevelt actually ever saw a series of secret presidential routing logs plus collateral intelligence information in the Navy files offer conclusive evidence that they did see it. His evidence of secret presidential routing logs is not provided. Stinnett, the author, goes on.
What is the suggestion there that if they didn't see it, that therefore he can't be blamed for what happened?
I guess that's the idea. I mean, if your Navy gets to do whatever they want and you're not paying attention to the fact that your Navy is instigating a war,
mm-hmm.
you're still responsible.
Mm.
But, I mean, the evidence was that Roosevelt's White House was looking for a fight somewhere they believed in Keynesian economics. They believed that a war would get them out of the Depression.
Wow.
And, well, this one actually did. Throughout 1941, it seems provoking Japan into an overt act of war was the principal policy that guided FDR's actions against Japan. And Roosevelt's cabinet members, most notably Secretary of War General L. Stimson, are on record favoring the policy, according to Stimson's diary. Further evidence suggests that Roosevelt had seen the memos and was his support of pop-up cruises. I guess this is taking the boats out in different places. And an elaboration upon actions D and E.
Pop-up cruise would be to invite, basically, an attack.
Right. You know, warships don't like to see other warships.
We're just going
to
go float out in this territory and hope nothing happens.
Yeah.
More coming up here, and Mark, this is, you know, this is history. A lot of people deny this, though, right? They say, you know, this
memo. They don't think about it.
Yeah. All right, more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
There are basically two types of advertising: direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live. Dial in toll free. Control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. We're starting out with a little bit of history. Mark, you're discussing the, is it McCollum or McCullough?
McCollum.
McCollum. The McCollum memo, which ostensibly outlines a plan, an 8-point plan, to essentially goad the Japanese government into attacking the Americans in 42? When was it?
Well, it was written in 40, uh-huh. And the attack was in 41.
Okay.
December 7th, 1941, a day that would live in infamy.
Right, and it is now December 7th as we're producing this program, so it's an appropriate time to talk about it because, you know, everybody in the United States wants to remember all the alleged heroism, right? There was a movie. They made a movie about Pearl Harbor, at least one of them, probably more than one. But, you know, the ostensible idea that, oh, look at our sailors. They were attacked by these vicious Japanese dogs, and, you know, look at them doing what they can to fend off this evil attack. But it turns out the U.S. government actually wanted the attack to happen.
Yeah, it was a fiction.
They wanted the attack was real, but
the heroism
the story behind
too.
It was a fiction.
Right. Yeah, the story that, my God, where'd this come from?
Right. We had no idea that they were going to commit an overt act of war, to quote the memo that came a year before Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. It's almost as if the brass in the Navy, and perhaps all the way up to the president, likely all the way up to the president, FDR, wanted those people attacked, wanted those people killed, so that they would have a reason to fight their war. I mean, that's what the evidence shows. And I'm not saying, I would not say that the heroism that was portrayed on that day and many other days in the war wasn't heroism, but in the face of facts that show that the government was complicit, the United States government was complicit in this,
yep.
Does that not, what does that do to the heroism?
It undermines it, is what it does.
Yeah, I think that it, you know, I think the heroism remains heroic. However, the cause for the heroism is sullied.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, ultimately, fundamentally, it's really no different than any other situation in which you can pluck out some examples of heroism from, you know,
sure.
U.S. military members, whether it be in Afghanistan or Iraq,
any other
or Vietnam,
military.
Or, yeah, right. I mean, ultimately, these are all just, you know, men and some women who are dying at the hands of politicians for the benefit of politicians.
Right. That's what this comes down to is that the people who we say protect us, who swore an oath to the Constitution, like if they'll say it over and over again, these people are here to protect you. No, they're not.
Wait, do you mean the military or the politicians?
The politicians that control the military. This was the military brass.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to take the enlisted men and move them out of this equation. But the military brass, I mean, how many of them were going to the newspapers at this time and saying, my God, the military brass, all the way up to the president, are trying to get us into a war with Japan. They're trying. They have here's a memo.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the reasons that we try to protect leaguers in this country.
How many people would have known about the, you know, the whole setup, so to speak? I mean, I can't imagine it would be that many people.
Yeah, it does. I mean, here it's listed about a half dozen people.
Okay. So, yeah, that's probably about, I mean, that seems like it would probably be about right. So you can probably keep, you know, amongst six people, you can probably keep a secret. But if you start growing those numbers, you're not going to be able to.
The intelligence community manages to keep secrets with larger groups.
They do, you're right.
But not too much larger. At some point or another, something happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't think at that time that this was too outrageous. I mean, you got to consider where the United States had come from. The United States was empire building at this point. The United States had a battle plan for attacking Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that was in the 30s, and this was 1940, so still basically the 30s. And so I don't think that people are too shocked at this. This is, you know, the age of empire hadn't quite ended. Britain hadn't left India or any of this stuff yet.
And yeah, it's true.
This was really the war in the Pacific, the Pacific theater of World War II, was really about the United States gaining control in the Pacific and less about avenging American deaths in Pearl Harbor, because those were planned by the brass. And it shows right here. going on here. Further evidence suggests Roosevelt had seen the memos in his support of pop-up cruises, as we mentioned in the last segment, an elaboration upon actions D&E that we listed earlier, and 8 recommended actions detailed in the memo. I just want to keep them popping up here and there and keep the Japs guessing. I don't mind losing 1 or 2 cruisers, but do not take a chance on losing 5 or 6. Admiral, so there we go. We're willing to lose a few ships. I don't know if you're aware of this, but those ships are populated by hundreds of people.
Yep.
That's a quote.
Well, if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
Yeah, that's a quote ostensibly by Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The people weren't worth anything. The people don't matter. It's the ships. They cost money.
Well, he's willing to give that up, too. I mean, it's all for glory of the politician in this case. Mm. Anything for, you know, his to accumulate more respect and more fear and power. That's what it's about.
Admiral Husband E. Kimmel, on the other hand, opposed the pop-up cruises, saying they were most ill-advised and will result in war if we make this move.
Mm. But wow, an actual military guy who didn't want to go to war.
But the decision on the pop-up cruise matter may go against me. In fact, at this time, Kimmel was not aware of Washington's 8-action policy. So he's saying, wow, these pop-up cruises are basically an instigation for war.
Right, so not being aware of the McCollum memo at the same time. So
right,
having no idea.
Looking for war.
Yeah, having no idea. He was able to identify, this is really bad plan.
Admiral James Richardson also opposed the plan and quoted the president as saying, sooner or later the Japanese would commit an overt act against the United States. The nation would be willing to enter the war. So FDR knew that the United States people were not interested in a war.
Right.
But an attack.
They weren't interested in World War I back in the day either.
Mm.
Yeah, less so. I mean, over time, they got more and more interested in it. Just
yeah,
because
didn't they elect
fighting going on.
Woodrow Wilson to keep them out of war?
Yep. The Democrat was elected in the face of Republicans who were saber-rattling, but he was only reelected, mind you. You know, presidents always get reelected.
Well, I mean, this is where your propaganda comes in. I mean, if you can influence the people, influence, you know, the circumstances, you know, people will support anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and in World War One, the final thing was the sinking of this ship that had munitions on it, but it also had passengers. So, you know, there's the ship going back and forth, and the Germans, who are no longer getting any war supplies from the United States. The United States is basically the munitions manufacturing area for the their enemies, the Triple Entente there. And, well, of course, Germany was sinking these ships. They gave fair warning, no more shipping. No more. Mm-hmm. We see a ship, we sink it. And the United States sent out a ship, called it a passenger ship. It was full of munitions. Mm. And boom. That was what got the United States into war.
Mm.
Going here also, Admiral Nimitz turned down the command of the Pacific Fleet so that he would not become a scapegoat if the Japanese attacked the United States by surprise.
So after saying, hey, this is a bad idea, he was actually willing to say, I'm not going to follow that order and demote me. Basically.
Right, just basically, get me out of here. Because that's what would have happened, ultimately, is that he would have been caught. Got a quote.
He would have been blamed, you mean.
Yeah. Admiral Chester Nimitz Jr. describes his father's political maneuver here. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com says the future of cryptocurrency is brighter than ever. It's tough for a lot of people to see that.
It's a hard day to say that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that on the way here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
We will not tolerate attacks on the heroes who protect our streets and defend our communities. We will not allow it to happen.
President Trump speaking at the Safe Neighborhoods Conference in Kansas City. Federal prosecutors are pushing for jail time for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, for fraud and tax charges. Cohen is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th. Former FBI Director James Comey was testifying on Capitol Hill today about his knowledge regarding the beginning stages of the Russia investigation and looking into Hillary Clinton's emails. After testifying, though, Comey didn't even know why he was on Capitol Hill.
We could have done this in open setting. And two, when you read the transcript, you will see that we are talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
Comey was asked about him and his attorney stonewalling questions from GOP lawmakers.
When you read the transcript, then I think you will not see that happening.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Whether it be cryptocurrency, which has been in the midst of a bloodbath and price turned down recently. But Roger Veer says the future is brighter than ever. We can talk about that coming up here in a little bit. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
I don't know if I ever actually said welcome, Chris, because you came in just a little bit late.
I did. I was like a minute and a half late, I think. I totally lost track of the time.
So, welcome. Chris is here from Think Penguin and also Freedom Decrypted, which is a television or video show. I guess I shouldn't call it television show.
I don't know how to phrase it.
A video show.
We have a video component. It's very video focused, but there's a lot of audio. It's kind of like radio talk, like a talk.
Well, you do shows things, right?
Yeah,
like
talk
you do show. Screen shares and things like that on.
Yeah.
But it's a
there's a graphical component a little bit.
You're a crypto friendly. Tech friendly talk show, basically.
It's liberty. It's any kind of liberty, freedom type of issues surrounding tech, basically. So a little bit of what I bring in usually on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of tech,
more of it.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him to burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, the Blink video clips were sent to the police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free. They set up in minutes and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home, check in on your pets, or whatever, from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, and very affordable. Blink works with Alexa, by the way, because Blink is an Amazon company. And Blink camera systems, of course, make great holiday gifts. They're a great way to monitor holiday package deliveries as well. A lot of concern with packages getting stolen off of people's front porches and stoops and such.
It's that time of year.
This can help with that. Save up to a whopping 40% off of all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday as we continue here. Mark, you're getting into, I would say, deeper than any other time we've talked about this. And we've certainly talked about the McCollum memo before, the eight-point plan that was issued ostensibly to President Roosevelt at the time to encourage the Japanese government to attack the United States, to basically move the chess pieces in a way that would...
an overt act of war.
Yeah. To have the Japanese commit the overt act. So to essentially goad them into it. It's something we've discussed over the years here on Free Talk Live. I don't think we've ever gotten into this much of the kind of the historic detail where you were just telling us that there was actually admiral who said he was not going to participate
Nimitz,
in this.
A pretty important admiral from a historical standpoint.
Yeah.
So
he looked at he didn't see the plan, but he didn't see the eight-point plan, was what you said. But he did see the idea of, let's just go and float these boats out.
I have no evidence that Nimitz did not see the eight-point plan. That was a different admiral to whom
Sorry.
That was James O. Richardson.
Okay.
This is Admiral Nimitz. He turned down the command of the Pacific Fleet so that he would not become the scapegoat if the Japanese attacked the United States by surprise.
Got it.
So in a History Channel interview with Admiral Chester Nimitz Jr. describes his father's political maneuver. Chester Nimitz says, "It's my guess that the Japanese are going to attack us in a surprise attack. There will be a revulsion in the country against all those in command at sea, and they will be replaced by people in positions of prominence ashore. And I want to be ashore and not at sea when that happens." The characterization of McCollum, so that's what Nimitz predicted was going to happen. There'd be a surprise attack. Everybody, all the admirals that are at sea at that point, they're the bad guys, and all the ones that are ashore are going to be the good guys. And Nimitz is like, "I'm not going to go out there. You can go ahead and, use somebody else for that, not me." The characterization of the McCollum memo as a recipe for war was not accepted by the U.S. Army military historian Conrad Crane.
Well, duh, he's on their payroll.
He wrote, "A close reading shows that its recommendations were supposed to deter and contain Japan, while better preparing the United States for a future conflict in the Pacific." There's an offhand remark that an overt Japanese act of war would make it easier to garner public support for actions against Japan, but the document's intent was not to ensure that ever happened.
Oh, no.
It's a poppycock. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is a day that will live in infamy. Yes, many heroic acts occurred. No, you do not have the United States government to protect you. Sorry, that's not their job. Their job is to benefit themselves and their politically connected cronies. And, well, they can do that in many cases simply by fighting wars. And that's what they're... If they have to sacrifice your children to do it, they will.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi.
Hey, you're on here.
Ian, thanks for taking my call. There was actually a reporter during the World War II or the beginnings of before the attack on Pearl Harbor a reporter who was close to FDR kind of had his ear and I guess got wind of the. It was actually electronic, radio. I think it was the Enigma. It was part of the thing that decoded the information of the attack that was predicted. And they knew exactly when
the attack was going to occur supposedly, but
right.
there were cross communications that were going on. We're to believe that somehow
there was a mix up.
Yeah, there's a mix up.
Yeah.
Well, that is possible when it comes to the government.
It was very it was very clear to this reporter that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is, and I can't remember the guy's name. I read a you know, the text of some letter that was written from this reporter that actually, you know, talked about him them doing jail time. He got thrown in a cell so that things would occur, you know, before and he wouldn't be able to spill the beans on that. But I really wanted to talk about the media during World War I, when the Lusitania was in fact being loaded up with munitions. My understanding is that they actually had operative guns on that ship. I mean, it was a semi warship. I mean, it was not a passenger liner as the understanding.
The Lusitania is the ship that I referred to earlier.
That's the one that got sunk.
I don't know whether it had guns on it or not. I don't have a problem with a merchant vessel having guns on it, but if they need to protect themselves. But I don't know that.
Many have limited guns so that they can warn off. A lot of pirate activity is just smaller ships. You don't really need a. Right.
Smaller ships with men willing to point guns at a larger ship.
10-inch gun or something to take out cities or whatever. But the fact is that the press had become controlled, and there was actually a memo of it put into the congressional record. Of this,
talking about World War One
control. Yes, yeah, so now back to World War One, and basically the controlled press, pulled back the stories that the Germans tried to get to announce because the Germans really didn't want to make enemies of America.
Well,
they.
They were sure trying to get Mexico to fight a war against the United States. Germany's not the good guy in this by any stretch.
Well, none of these countries are good guys.
No.
They're all bad guys. They're all run by thugs, including the United States. Thank you, Pat Slate, for the call. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. 855, 450, free, like freedom if you want to join us. It is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. So head over to discord.lrn.fm and you can jump into one of those. Get on the air with us. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And by the way, I want to thank Andy Loy, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Andy gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and you could do that too. And the reason why he's doing it, I presume, is because he wants to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, AMP. That's what it stands for. And the idea is we're already on over 190 great radio stations across the country. We'd like to be on more. I think most of our listeners would, you know, if you agree with Liberty, you'd like to hear that the only syndicated pro-Liberty talk show in the United States, right, for people on 400 stations.
For people to support the ideas of liberty, for us to have more liberty, people must support the ideas of liberty. For people to support the ideas of liberty, they must hear the ideas of liberty. For them to hear it, they're going to be, you know, connected with the medium of their choice.
Right.
Many people, as a matter of fact, the most people of any medium in America listen to radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the people listening to talk radio specifically, which is usually neck and neck with
country
for being the number one format, Free Talk Live is, you know, in the number one or number two format. Do you want them to hear the ideas of liberty or don't you? If you do, amp.freetalklive.com. It's simple arithmetic, people.
Yep, $5 a month, cost of a fancy cup of coffee or a big cheeseburger or something like that. If you can forego one of those.
If it's not a fast, even the fast food restaurants only have a few cheeseburgers that are lower than $5.
Yeah, no doubt. And we can do a lot with that money. We can reach out to radio stations. We can go to the industry conventions. We can buy them satellite hardware if we need to. We can also do some internet outreach as well. So to bring internet listeners in too, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks. You get some benefits like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, their special supporters, chat rooms on our Discord server. Go and get all the details and get signed up. over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, and Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com, so we continue here. Just a few closing thoughts on this McCollum memo. You said you'd gone through the story. Where was it from, by the way, that you were reading?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So looking into this eight-point memo that was quietly circulated amongst the elites in the White House during the Roosevelt administration.
And the Navy brass.
Yeah. And the idea was, hey, let's goad the Japanese government into attacking us because then we can go to war and that'll be good somehow.
Well, at the time, John Maynard Keynes was alive. Keynesian economics was well respected as the sort of magic.
It still
motive.
Is.
Yeah. Well. There's stuff about it that I tend to agree with, but this they're looking for this animal nature. They believe that the animal nature of the state would be, brought forth in war. That this is how it brings the nation together. And remember, this is all about fascism, statism, all that stuff's going on at the time. And so, yeah, that was the plan. We need a war to fix all this because FDR had failed.
What kind of crazy is? We need a war to fix something. When in the hell has war ever fixed anything?
It worked to put the United States on top after World War II.
It did. I think he's right. It did. But at the same time, you actually kind of have to wonder because – so what I think you're looking at it from a more of a modern perspective as opposed to like a pre-World War II perspective where back then you take over a country and you gain, you gain the fruits of war. You gain – the country's resources.
Okay.
So if you're basically stealing, right? And when the United States was entered the war, they're not fighting on U.S. soil. They're fighting on overseas soil. So furthering that war, the more destructive you are, it puts those countries into debt when they go to rebuild.
It puts them
and
down.
Where are they purchasing
broken factories
right.
destroyed?
Where are they purchasing the equipment to rebuild their country? It's going to be from the United States, the only country. That is,
wow.
That's
sick.
If you look capable of manufacturing anything.
Yeah, if you look at who was doing manufacturing, where had the Industrial Revolution bloomed prior to World War II?
And in the United States.
Well,
in
the United States, Great Britain, yeah. France, Germany, Japan, Russia to some extent.
Yeah.
You look around and see where it was, and then you see after World War II, which are the places that are bombed to hell?
Everywhere but the United States.
That's the answer. And so you can call it, either it's a plan. I don't think it was a plan. I think it was the result. I think it's, call it providence, call it God's blessing, whatever you want to call it. The United States is just in a good place on the globe to not be attacked.
I think you might have a point. I don't necessarily know they went into it with the intention that if they were going to profit from... basically increasing war, right? I think their initial objective was probably more along the lines of, well, if we get into this war, we can, secure Japan or, some other territory for the United States, as opposed to more of that perspective than, oh, we're going to profit off of the destruction.
I don't think. I feel like people would not have I would love to see the writings of the mad genius that said prior to World War II, if we can kick off a global conflict here, what it's going to do is Germany's going to bomb England for us, and then England's going to bomb Germany, then we'll bomb Germany. The Italians, they're busy drinking wine, forget about them. The French will be taken over, Russia will be nearly destroyed, and let's see who's left. Japan. They're on the up and coming, and they want to take over the stuff in the Pacific Rim. But we want the Pacific stuff in the Pacific Rim. We need to do something terrible to them. Oh, at the same time, we can show the commies that they're awful people by dropping nuclear weapons on Japan. This is brilliant, right?
Yeah, no.
I don't think they came up with that, but I think that's the result.
Yeah. Now, okay, so let's say that. Ignoring the fact that
atomic weapons, not nuclear. Pardon me.
So of course we're ignoring the fact that the entire globe was worse off, right? Like all these countries destroyed. Sure, it might have benefited the United States economy, but that's just looking at that as sort of.
If you wanted a washing machine in 1947, where do you think that washing machine was going to come from?
But now that more of the world has become industrialized, would this be duplicatable? Or would you have to basically pull in, you know, a huge...
Would this be duplicatable?
The whole concept of let's destroy everything but this country, and then everybody will have to buy stuff from this country.
No, so because the nations that do the production have nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So, no, it is not duplicatable. That can never happen again.
I think you also have another problem of...
The United States attacks people in tents now.
Mm-hmm.
You're a long way from going to war with the world's greatest nations to bombing people in tents.
We also don't produce anything. I think the benefit from encouraging other countries to go to war is the purchasing of military equipment because they're doing it from the United States.
So we produce military equipment.
It's our military, industrial complex that is going to profit off of, but not necessarily, what the result is. Because when another country goes to rebuild, they're not going to necessarily buy from the United States. They're going to be buying from probably China where it's cheaper.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's more industrialization outside in the world, so there's more choices. So if you were going to do this plan or whatever, again, you'd have to destroy even more of the planet in order to make that even a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think
you're saying
possible.
It's not possible.
I sincerely hope no one thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah. Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in with a bit. I don't know if y'all have heard about this, but Patreon has decided that probably they got some pressure to do this,
mm-hmm.
to defund a number of the prominent YouTubers, including Carl Benjamin, Dave Cullen, and
who are these
Milo
people? I don't know a lot of these names, so I don't.
Are these right wingers?
Well, they're to the right of Vladimir Lenin. Carl Benjamin also has the Sargon of Akkad channel, and Dave Cullen has Computing Forever. And
so what's the controversy? I mean, what are these guys?
Why are they banning them? This sounds like a tech show,
right? Why are they being targeted?
They're being targeted primarily because they are anti-globalists. They're not especially what you would call right wing. I mean, we've already discussed Milo Yiannopoulos. It would be difficult to classify him as a Nazi because he's part Jew
and gay.
And gay.
Queer than a football bat.
And has a black husband. And, Dave Cullen is solidly in the center, Computing Forever. And Carl Benjamin, he's just a pro, Britain, British culture, centrist, really. He calls himself a classic liberal.
All right, stand by, Matthew. We'll look a little bit further into this. Again, more people being targeted apparently now. Patreon taking out certain controversial personalities from their fundraising platform. And what do you do about that? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.